just talk about that play where it was fourth down, you rolled out a little bit and found Jerome Lane. And, like, what was going through your head?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a good play. It's fourth down. You got to make a play. Again, they brought it a little bit. Coach Spack kind of brought that. I brought six guys, and I had to move. I felt pressure in my face, got out of the pocket, and Jerome did a good job coming back to the football on his little curl route and put it on him. Get out of bounds. It was a big first down, especially getting out of bounds. That's a big thing. We did have two timeouts, or one timeout then, but, you know, just getting out of bounds, getting us back in the huddle, regrouping so we can go on to the next play.
I think Ben surprised a lot of us before when he said you're definitely playing on Friday. And, I mean, are you surprised? Because you really haven't gotten a lot of chances in practice.
I've gotten every rep this entire training camp. I have. Mentally, I've been in tuned. I've been asking questions in meetings. I'm watching the play progress. I'm going through my reads and back there. I might not be throwing it, but mentally I'm throwing it. So mentally I feel sharp. Physically, you know, it was my first time really today in a team setting. But I feel good. I feel ready to go. And, you know, once my chance comes, I need to be ready to go. And that's Friday night. So I'm excited.
Josh Dobbs over in Pittsburgh is going through a little bit of the same situation as you in that they were both drafted in, like, the middle rounds this year. And they're behind, a quarterback who's brought multiple Super Bowls to the organization. Mm-hmm. Have you talked to him at all, and can you relate with him?
No, I haven't hit up Josh at all. I'm sure he's doing good. He's a smart guy. But yeah, every situation is different, you know, especially for all the rookie quarterbacks this year. I think every single quarterback has a little unique situation. So I've only talked to a few, you know, Pat Mahomes, you know, I've known him for a little bit. And, I see Kaiser and Watson are doing well as well, and Mitch. So it's just good to see the rookies in their different unique situations, see how they, you know, flourish with them. You know, I'm rooting for all those guys.
Davis, have you ever been nervous before a game before? And if not, would this situation, your pro debut, qualify to make you such?
I think I'm nervous for every game. You know, it's just the butterflies. You're excited, but it's not nervous. It's just butterflies. You know, nervous is, to me, when you're not prepared. You know, you're kind of freaking out. For me, it's just kind of like amped up and excited. I want to get this going. I want to play with my teammates. You know, I want to get completion. I want to throw a few touchdowns and win the game. So I'm just excited to play again. Go through my pregame routine. I got my music playlist ready to go, and postgame routine, and hopefully play good with my teammates and get a W for the Giants.
Davis, how do you prepare when you don't get a lot of reps in practice?
Again, I've gotten every single rep this entire fall camp. I really have. I've been behind the quarterback. You can watch me. I'm taking small 3 and 5 step drops, and I'm arm balling every single throw that Eli, Josh, or Gino makes, going through my reads, the 1 through 5 progressions, or for, you know, there's a lot of different progressions, but, you know, it's one, just trying to go through it mentally, physically after practice. You know, I throw, you know, 50 to 100 balls every day after practice. So I try to get those throws that I feel like were emphasized that day in meetings, and I can steal those after practice. So, because I'm not getting, you know, the same amount of reps as everybody else, but that's how it is. That's the situation I got dealt, and it does not bother me because I've gotten every rep this spring and or this fall camp, and just looking forward to playing 11-on-11, playing football for the first time in a while, and playing for the New York Giants. It's a dream come true.